Hi, all you folks back on Earth. This is Hannah Monksman, checking in with another update for you on the Ark Project and your favorite whales, and the most important mission ever undertaken by the human race. Gosh, that sounds so strange. To think that I've been chosen for this. Just so you know, Tobias tried to give me a fish yesterday. He held it up to the aquarium wall, clenched in his teeth. I had to tell him again that I couldn't breach the containment of the tank. Not without good reason. That's one of the toughest things about being in charge of creatures like this. I guess I'm going to envy all those people who come after me. In other arcs, carrying other creatures. Elephants, tigers, zebra, antelopes. Land mammals, apart from the dangerous ones, can be touched. You can physically put your hands on them. But there's always going to be a barrier between me and the whales. To answer the question sent in by Zara from Russia, I guess the link makes up for the loneliness. I get to hear the whales, feel them. I know where each of them is, unless they don't want me to. I can see through their eyes. But still, it's like having a best friend living in an isolation ward. You just want to give them a hug. And you can't. She paused the recording and closed her eyes, fighting to choke down the sense of revulsion rising in her, blocking out the hologram of her own face that hovered in the air in front of her, parroting her words like a bad mimic. God, who was this bright-eyed, bubbly stranger? She sounded like a moron. Just get it over with, she told herself. Pressing her lips together, she resumed the recording. Well, I have a few boring chores to slog my way through. I'll have more for you tomorrow. Don't go anywhere. This is Hannah Monksman on the morning of July 3rd, 2078, signing off. She ceased the recording, pushing the translucent floating window aside with a swipe of one hand and allowing the projected image of her own face to disappear back into her tablet. Her bowl of soup took its place, steaming malodorously. Now at least she could get on with her day. And she had something pressing to take care of. Something was wrong with Adonai. The computer told her differently. His vitals were fine, his temperature normal. He was making no movements that suggested he was distressed. Even if the computer's readouts weren't enough, the link told her there was nothing to worry about. It is fine, Adonai repeated through it every time she pressed him. It is all of it fine. The link couldn't lie. The slightest nuance of each whale's thought was conveyed to her through the quantum matrices that had been mapped onto her brain during her integration. But after 91 days on this ship, she knew it, and she couldn't ignore the nagging feeling for long. Computer, she said, as she snagged her tool belt from a nearby bench and slung it around her waist. I'm heading to the aquarium.
Aquarium maintenance is not scheduled for 0600, July 3, 2078, Kim.
Kim. That was her name. She tended to forget it these days, after so long playing Hannah Monksman. Sighing, she pushed aside her bowl of tepid soup. It was another powdered, freeze-dried thing from a packet that tasted of nothing but salt. I know. I'm not doing maintenance.
I must advise that it's preferable to adhere to schedules, Kim. That way, we can ensure the proper functioning of the ship and its components.
There was always something slightly strange about the way the computer uttered pronouns. We always carried the same inflection as I. So, most of the time, did you. The result was something too close to sarcasm, as if everything it said carried with it a slight rebuke. She wondered if she could tinker with the vocal processors, similar to the way she had convinced it to override the name it used for her. After only a few days on Seiki, she hadn't been able to stand hearing it call her Hannah.